Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship from St. Mary's this morning. It's good to welcome you and to share this time with you. We are moving towards reopening the church for public worship in mid-September. However, it is important to say at this stage that there will be some necessary changes. So whilst we hope to have our first Eucharist here on the 13th, there will be limitations on numbers. Not everyone who might wish to be here will be able to be here on that day. Yet over the course of the week, everyone will have the chance to be here at some point. Different, I know, but we can do it. Just as we have adapted over the last few months, so we will adapt to our new pattern of worship. And this change means having a pattern of worship which suits your needs. So I'd be really grateful if you can take just a few minutes to complete a short survey found on the website and with a link and or through a link through our e-news. This will give us an idea of how many people will want to return here to worship at St. Mary's at the beginning, and also to find out when will be the best times for worship, to ensure that everyone has a chance to share in the sacramental life of the Church. This return to live worship will, for the foreseeable future, exist in tandem with our present online worship whilst we go through this period of transition. It would also be helpful if you know others without access to the internet or who would be reluctant to participate through the survey, if you could gather up the opinions of others so we get as fuller representation of people's ideas as possible. Sometimes people ask, what about those without the internet? And of course, we are mindful of those. We have tried to be as open as we can to all. But it would certainly be helpful if those of you with the internet can help and keep informed those without. It could be a good excuse to give someone a call anyway. In addition, we will also need a team of sides people or stewards to help us manage distancing within the church and ensure that everyone is safe. So if you'd be interested and are willing to serve in this way, please either ring or email me. Additional training and support will be provided, but at this stage, I'd be really glad to hear from anyone who feels able to help. These stewards are essential. So if we don't have enough volunteers, we cannot open again. So please do be in touch. Thank you again for all your patience and understanding, both over the last few weeks and months, and I pray now as we move forward together. Just a bit of good news on top of all this is to say that I'm pleased that Moses and Sarita de Haal have been granted leave to remain in the UK for 5 years, and they've asked me to convey to you their thanksgiving for all the love and the prayers that you have shown them since they have become part of our family. Good news for them and for us. And then lastly, on Thursday evenings in September, Faithbook, our introduction to the Christian faith at St. Mary's, will still be taking place, but online. More details will follow, but if you have a bit more time this year than you have had in the past, and want to join me, then I'd love to see you, whether you've been coming here for a week, a month, or never been here before, or been coming for years. It would be great to see you at Faithbook online. The downside is we're not in the pub, but feel free to bring a beer or a non-alcoholic alternative. Apologies for these rather long notices. I hope you'll realise why it's been important enough for me to give this time to express to you where we are at the moment, and do be in touch with me if you have any questions or queries or comments at this time. So our first hymn is Teach Me, My God and King.
Thank you.
Dear friends, as we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our need for healing and forgiveness as we confess our sins. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord,
let us pray. Let your merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions, make them to us such things as shall please you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people, whom he foreknew. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience. So they have now been disobedient in order that, by the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience so that he may be merciful to all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offence when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into the pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defiles a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile. Jesus went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting at us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs," she said. "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A few weeks ago, I went to Air Force, a chunk of National Trust land on the shores of Oldswater in the Lake District that contains several impressive waterfalls. These take various forms, but one, if I had been more athletic and daring, flowed over a ledge, which had behind it a place where you could stand or at least crouch behind and look out. Closer to home at Thornton Force Waterfall at Ingleton, you can do the same. And to me at least, there's something enticing about being able to stand behind a waterfall and look out. But more generally, waterfalls are attracted to us. Perhaps it's because there's something primitive about them, maybe their power or the adrenaline that we feel when we're near them or the smell. Maybe we are drawn to them too because in some small way through them we ponder the creative force at the heart of everything, the life-giving flow of love that is God. That flow of love is expressed in some way by the power of a waterfall that is expressed in some way by the power of a waterfall has different facets to it. Just as our love for those we are given is expressed in different ways, so when we say God is love, we are not just speaking of a sentimental feeling that makes us feel warm inside, though of course it may do that. We are speaking of a love that is multifaceted, a love that embraces all things, a love that is welcoming, forgiving, a love that is mercy. And it is that word mercy that connects both our readings this morning. In one short paragraph in our first reading from his letter to the Romans, Paul uses the word three times, and he concludes with his affirmation that God is merciful to all. And in the gospel, the inclusiveness of that mercy is embodied by Jesus. He meets a Canaanite woman, a woman he should not have spent time with, who says to him, "Have mercy on me." And he does. dusting off a volume of my Bible dictionary the other day to look up the word mercy, interestingly, it said, see love. So mercy is a way of describing a facet of God's love. Of course, it's a word familiar to us in liturgy. We speak of a God whose nature is always to have mercy. But how often have we considered the word's meaning? At first glance, we could think, to pick up another theme from that gospel, that the word mercy is given to help us know our place, picking up crumbs that fall. But this is rather to miss something important. Mercy is not something we implore as if we are beggars on our knees so that our jealous and mean-spirited God does the right thing. Mercy is not a switch to be turned on, but is ever flowing from our God of love. And so here I return to the waterfall, but because for me this gets close to how I might understand what this mercy looks like. For to encounter God is to step under the waterfall and realize that God's love is flowing constantly, and part of that love is mercy, a mercy that is beautiful, always there, cleansing, welcoming, embracing, life-giving, a mercy for everyone, even for those who are not Israelites, as St. Paul was trying to make clear. Even for those women who come from the wrong place, as Jesus reminds us, even for me and for you. Mercy is not then something we implore, but something we are drenched in as we step into that waterfall of God's love. As I get older, I realize more and more those gaps in learning I have, and there are many of them. For example, though Shakespeare was on the curriculum and we even had a school trip to Stratford, it was all, if I'm honest, rather dull and dry, and much of it is still beyond me. But St. Martin's in the Fields in London ran a series of excellent talks entitled The Quality of Mercy last autumn. The talks were based on some words from The Merchant of Venice, which are worth offering as we ponder this theme. The quality of mercy is not strained, it droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. As we worship, we are particularly mindful of the quality of mercy. Our prayers of intercession are gathered up with those familiar words, Merciful Father, but what of tomorrow? How might we live more mindful of the mercy of God? One practical thing that has helped me learn this has been the prayerful and silent repetition of words rooted in the Orthodox tradition, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. These are words of what's called the Jesus Prayer, and I carry them close to my heart. Some of you may know them, some of you may indeed use them. But they are for me, for us, a means of stepping into the waterfall wherever we are, whatever we are doing, whether it's at the bus stop or at the sink, whether we are frustrated, whether we are afraid. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. These words have, I pray, helped me to be formed as a person by the mercy of God, a mercy that isn't an abstract idea, but something that helps us to live and grow as disciples and as people. And gradually, almost imperceptibly, as the words seep into us, like the stones we see around the waterfalls that have been shaped by the water over the years, we become shaped by mercy. To return to that memorable speech of Portia, she says, "We do pray for mercy, and that same prayer doth teach us all to render the deeds of mercy." So to return to my beginning and that image of looking through from within the waterfall, we render the deeds of mercy in our lives, so that our words to friends and neighbours, to ourselves, and to a world so in need of it, are soaked with mercy. So may we live into words of the prophet Micah, who said that we should act justly, we should love mercy, and we should walk humbly with our God. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ,
the only Son of God,
eternally begotten of the Father,
God from God, light from light,
true God from true God,
begotten, not made,
of one being with the Father.
Through him all things were made.
For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven,
was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary,
and was made man.
For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered death and was buried.
On the third day he rose again,
in accordance with the Scriptures.
He ascended into heaven,
and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead,
and his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord, the giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified,
who has spoken through the prophets.
We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Gracious God, Lord of all, we thank you that we can come to you in prayer, that for all your greatness and wonder and holiness, we can speak with you as to a friend. We join with other churches today to pray for the Scottish Episcopal Church, the Most Reverend Mark Strange, Primus of the Scottish Episcopal Church and Bishop of Moray, Ross and Caithness. In our diocese, we pray for the bishops and archdeacons, PAs, and other members of staff who are based in our area offices. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for all who are working hard to develop a successful vaccine for COVID-19. We pray for all those in the fields of research, science, and medicine. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for Father Matthew and Lynn, for their families and loved ones, and for all participating in midweek musings. For all our local charity shops, that they may be able to recover and continue to aid those in need. We also pray for the residents of Woodland Hill. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for the A Wing and a Prayer project at Ripon Cathedral, each angel reflecting the prayers offered for those who have lost their lives to the coronavirus, and those in the NHS and other frontline services risking their own lives for the sake of others. In a moment of silence, we offer our own prayer to join those angels in Ripon. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our community, Lord, for the congregation of our church, for our neighbours, for those giving aid to others. We thank you for our local shops, working hard to make their establishments safe for us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you for our own country, and those elected to office as members of Parliament, those who serve in government, debating policies and making decisions. Give them wisdom, insight and patience, that each may be equipped to honour the trust placed in them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we bring before you the sick and suffering of our world. all those wrestling with illness in body, mind or spirit, including George Brown, Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mould, Mike Jackson, Lynn Pickersgill, and Christine Oates. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who mourn, for all who have recently died, including Brian Thornhill, Jean Clemenson, and on the anniversary of his death, Malcolm Boone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for your constant kindness, your unfailing love, your ceaseless provision of our needs. We thank you for your mercy, your forgiveness, your amazing grace offered to us in Jesus Christ. We thank you for the joy, the hope, and the life you have given to us in him. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear friends, we are all one in Christ Jesus. We belong to him through faith, heirs of the promise of the Spirit of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Blessed be God, by whose grace creation is renewed, by whose love heaven is opening, by whose mercy we offer our sacrifice of praise. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here.
He Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth. For by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image, and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law, and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendour and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness.
Amen, Lord, we believe.
Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory.
Amen, Lord, we believe.
On the night he gave up himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Amen, Lord, we believe.
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.
Amen, Lord, we believe.
Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory.
Amen, come, Lord Jesus.
As we recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ, and make us a perfect offering in your sight. And in your mercy, hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth, to feast with Blessed Mary and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord. by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. God's holy gifts. For God's holy people, Jesus Christ is holy, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Body of Christ. The blood of Christ. The body of Christ. Blood of Christ. Let us pray. God, God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, who in Christ gives us a spring of water welling up to eternal life, perfect in you the image of his glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.